Good morning. Our scripture text is taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. I'll give you a moment to get there. We're going to begin by reading the 10th and 11th verse in the 18th chapter of Proverbs. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own esteem. So here we have a contrast between the righteous spoken of in our text and those who are unrighteous in verse 11, because they are seeking earthly security only, and not the righteousness of God. Such were those who built the Tower of Babel. Human attempts to gain entrance to heaven without coming to God through Jesus Christ are doomed to failure. Notice, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now the name in the Bible refers to one's essential character or attributes. So we could say that part of God's essential character is that which can be described or illustrated as, quote, a strong tower. Therefore, picture in your mind's eye a strong tower as we apply our text this morning along three lines. First, there is room enough in this tower for all who run into it. We never run out of room in the Lord's tower. Secondly, the righteous make haste to run to and enter this tower. And third, there is safety in the tower of the Lord. There is room enough in this tower for all who run into it. The righteous run to it and are not denied entrance. The entrance is always open to the righteous. That is, those who have God's righteousness, which is in Christ Jesus. Man's righteousness is insufficient. For there is none righteous, no, not one. And again, as it's written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, that all of our righteousness, or our righteousnesses, are like filthy rags before the sight of God. The best works that we have to offer the Lord, apart from God's strength and power, are absolutely filthy and worthless in the sight of God. But of Jesus Christ it is written, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Further, only those who are in Christ can find the entrance to this tower of the Lord. Those who would try to come near to enter without a relationship with God through Christ are spiritually blind. They cannot find the door to the tower of the Lord because they do not know he who is the door. Did not our Lord say, I am the door, that those who enter by me can find sanctuary? Now the righteous are never denied entrance because God's tower is too full. For just as there are many mansions in heaven, there is room enough for the many Christian pilgrims to pitch their tents in the Lord's courtyard to find refuge from life's storms. The righteous make haste to run to and enter this tower. Now, if every building in this city was aflame, but there was one that was completely immune to the flames, would you not run to it and enter it as quickly as possible? If every building in Woonsocket were aflame, in this building in which we worship was not, imagine how many people would be here for the service this morning. If only the people realized their need and the imminence of the danger. That's your job, friends. Yours and mine. To be witnesses. To awaken the lost to the need that they have in Christ Jesus. And to the reality of the fact that today, those who are not with Christ, those who cannot say this morning, yes, I would go to heaven if I would die today, with surety, will surely not be safe in the day of the Lord. So how much more so ought we to run from the fiery darts of the adversary and the flames of hell, to desperately seek refuge in the Lord? Jesus will give you, Christian friend, who are troubled, rest. This is His promise. It's written in the Scriptures. But only for those who are His own. To reject the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. So consider this fair warning. If no one's warned you in such stark terms before, to flee from the wrath to come. There is an end to this life, and there is a day of reckoning coming. It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. The Lord has graciously not told us when our day of reckoning is, in order that we might see the imminence of the need and wait until the very last day, as so many think that they will do. Therefore, make haste today and find refuge in the tower of the Lord. Yes, friends, there is safety in this tower, the tower of the Lord. The world is unsafe. The world is hostile. The world is scary and exceedingly sinful. But there is a God in heaven who offers permanent safety from these things. Have you been seeking solace in the world? Have you been thinking that on November 4th, this guy or that woman is going to come in and sweep the nation off its feet and fix everything? It's not going to happen, friends. Not by man's might, but by the Lord's power. Have you been disappointed over and over at people and the things of the world not keeping the promises that they offer? The bottle once gave you an escape, but soon it became your cruel master. The promise of career once gave you an escape, and so you climbed the ladder, rose up through the ranks, made a little more money, worked harder and harder, And today you realize that's not the answer. The promise of financial security. Surely this will be the solution to my ills, you say. Solomon speaks inspired, saying that the rich man's wealth is a strong city, and like a high wall is his own esteem. The tower of the rich man's wealth is made of papier-mâché. It's coming down and will burn quickly in the day of judgment. But behold, as fate would have it, now, today, you find yourself before the entrance of the mighty tower of the Lord. Maybe you've been stumbling around through the world, searching for a place of safety, and here you are. And maybe you've been in this tower before, but you left for what you thought was a better country. And now you're back, realizing that you messed up, that the answers weren't there, but they were here all along. They were right in the place that your godly mother or father or grandfather or friend told you they were years ago. And now here you are, outside the tower, in the country of the Lord, having been conveyed there from the kingdom of darkness, and you see men as trees walking. Vaguely, you see them entering into the kingdom of God through the door, through the entrance to the tower of the Lord. You can vaguely make out the shadow of he who is holding the door open for you, inviting you in. There he is with his hand beckoning, come. You've ignored him all this time. There's something different about this man who is called the door, holding it open with one hand and beckoning with the other. Something strange. Men and women are entering, and they don't look like they've been injured. But this man's got a big gaping hole in the palm of his hand. Why do you suppose that that's there? And who do you suppose was the cause of the injury? Well, as in your pilgrimage through this earth, been walking around with some baggage and a backpack, and if you've got a mirror in there, dig it out. Ladies, you probably got a mirror somewhere in the bottom of that pocketbook you're carrying around with you this morning. Some of you may. I've probably got one in the trunk of my car somewhere. I've got dirt and mulch and rakes and shovels. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, you never know. But if you've got a mirror in there, take it out and look in there. And that's the reason why that man has that gaping hole in the palm of his hand. This man is Jesus, of course. And his words are these. These words were spoken to people at a point in time. But God didn't see that these words are written down for no reason. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. I pray that the shadows are becoming clearer. And if indeed your heart is knocking today on the door of heaven, and you have now decided to place your soul in the hands of the master of the place by believing upon the finished work of Jesus Christ, then you can know today that you will go to heaven when you die and not hell. And Christian, that you'll stop playing games, going in and out of the tower. In God's will, back into the world. In God's will, and back into the world. But instead, seek safety and find safety and not go too far from the tower of the Lord and never too far from the Lord of the place. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you provide a refuge in the storms of this life. Lord God, I pray that you have awakened many souls to the need of coming repeatedly back to you. Lord God, we've walked away too many times, taking ourselves out of your care. We've all gone astray, and this to our own hurt. But we thank you that you haven't moved, that you still stand there waiting, beckoning for us to come to you, to come back to you. And we thank you for your promise that when we come in a spirit of humility, that you let us in freely and without condition. For this is your grace. Dear Heavenly Father, remind us as we go through the day and through the week that it's not about earthly powers, that there are no earthly fixes to spiritual problems. But Lord, keep our eyes stayed on you. That we might be praying with the psalmist saying, early in the morning will I seek you. I will look up. Lord God, convict each and every one of us of our need this morning, that we might walk in humility, walk in grace, and walk in obedience. For you've bought us with such a great price, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen.